a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday, and you know what that means at this time when you hear a little boat, couple of boat songs. It's time for Boat Smart. Welcome to the show. We've got our guests here today who are hosts every week. Stefan Schmidt is here with Georgetown Technical College. He's a Marine Service instructor and Marine Services Manager from Key Marine of Northwest Florida, Key Marine Center, and they are the sponsor of the show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meg.
I'm glad that you're here on Friday morning.
This is the place to be.
Yeah. And you know what's nice about it? Even though it's September and Labor Day weekend, boating's going to continue in this neighborhood for a while.
It's going to be crazy this weekend again. It's probably the last big boating event of the year, Labor Day weekend. I totally forgot about that. That this was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
No, we haven't, because we've been getting a lot of boats pushed out for the
people. I would imagine.
Yeah,
so
there's another holiday for us, And I didn't even put it on the script. I totally forgot about it because it don't affect me, I guess, other than I got a day off on Monday.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, I know. You'll be here.
I'll be here live and in person on the radio. But
you'll
that's
be
okay.
Here. Yeah,
that's
it's all right. Good. So I hope everybody has a safe Labor Day holiday. People are probably taking off the day, too, as well.
Typically, I noticed that the traffic was lighter this morning, and I started laughing. I said, we are so spoiled in Northwest Florida.
No doubt about
Seriously.
It. People start taking these longer holiday weekends, and this gets longer and longer and longer. But we didn't do that over at Georgetown Technical College. We kept working, and we're going to talk a little bit about the class and stuff.
I want to hear about all of it.
Yeah, we're going to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check out the website for engines in stock. They are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and MerCruiser Repower Center. And they do a great job servicing all those products and the things that you need repaired on your boat. You have a bilge pump that's not working, or nav light, or something like that. You need to make sure all that's working before you take your boat out for this weekend. So
absolutely.
Check with Key Marine on that. And Bill's going to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on over there. But I'd like to touch on some stuff about school because, again, I've got the fullest class I think I've ever had.
Really?
I'm running 26 students right now.
Wow. That's a lot. How many normally
Well, typically it's 17 to 20.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to do. I try to keep it down there, to that area. It's a little more manageable. But I've got full-time and part-time, but the evening part of it is super packed. I also have two students out in field working in co-op.
Wow.
So they count for that as well. I walked by the counselor's office yesterday just to say hi, and they called me into their office, and it's like getting called into the principal's office sometimes. And I walk in, hey, have a seat, Mr. Schmidt. And I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. How much room do you have in your class? Can you take some students in October, And I'm thinking, I don't have any room, but they like to push them in there on me, And she looked at my roster, and she goes, you don't have any room.
Mm-mm.
I want room in there because we got a waiting list. I want to get people through, but you can only do so much, right?
Of course.
And I literally move all the time.
Mm-hmm. Let me put that into perspective for everybody. When he says he has 26 students, I have 6 technicians, and it's an absolute full-time job keeping up with all the jobs that are going on and all that.
Right.
I couldn't imagine having 26 technicians to have to
monitor
at all times, make sure they're doing the right things and minimizing all the mistakes that can happen. So, hats off to Steve.
Well, and I want to say something about that, too, because it's not like he's just filling seats. These are people that have been waitlisted. They've been waiting to get in the class. I mean, this is an in-demand class.
Yeah.
He's one of the best teachers in the country, by the way.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I do the best I can with what I have, and I'm lucky to have a good administration that helps back me up on the when I need supplies and things like that. And of course our backers, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki as well, helps me.
Well, these kids want to get a good education, so they're very eager. So there is a wait list for your class, and even with 26
people
students.
People are amazed when they find out I'm the only teacher there.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do
it. And then I started thinking about that. I'm going, yeah, I'm the only teacher here. So last night we were teaching some things in class, and I were going through different stations and stuff. And, of course, I hear Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt all the time.
Right.
It's constant. And I hardly sit at my desk. I'm moving around. You know, I have to go to the desk every once in a while, check emails and do some grading and stuff like that. But I'm moving a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And last night I actually said to a student, I said, what's wrong? Do you have a screw loose or something? You know? He looked at me really funny.
Were you talking about an engine or is
I'm talking about
brain.
I said that to the student. I said, do you have a screw loose or something? You know? I said, what's the problem here?
Oh, my goodness.
We were troubleshooting an electrical system.
Okay. And I was going to say.
I was talking to my buddy Joe from Angler. He owned Angler Marine. He's retired now. And I told him that question, and him and I were talking on the way in because he always likes to know what I'm doing on the show.
Right.
And I told him, he said, what are you talking about this morning? And I said that to him, and he goes, ooh, are you allowed to say that? You know? So it was like dead silence on the phone. So we were actually troubleshooting a system where the students take apart these electrical systems where it has bilge pumps and running lights and different parts on there, maybe blowers and accessory lights. And this one happens to have a Bennett trim tab system on it with that Bennett trim tab switch. Well, they take all the wires off of it, and they have to wire it all back. They have to do a schematic first. They take all the wires off, and they have to put it all back together. Right? And always check it first. We make sure everything works first before they take everything apart, because that's part of troubleshooting. Bill knows when you're working on something in a boat, it's a good idea to run through the entire system to make sure everything is working. So if you do mess up something when you're doing something like pulling a control cable or replacing a gauge or whatever, you know that you pulled a wire loose or didn't hook up something correctly. So I teach that in my class, right? So they get it all together. And when we go to run through the Bennett trim tabs, one of the tabs is bogging. It wouldn't move. Move. And then we got this wired right. And I said, let's talk about this. Let's look at it, you know. And they had everybody look at it, you know, and kind of figure it out. And they were kind of getting aggravated a little bit because we know it's right. We know it's right. You know,
right.
I said, let's look at this. We need to troubleshoot this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I printed out the troubleshoot technique, and I handed it to them. I said, walk through this. And they're new students, and they're learning how to troubleshoot. So we're walking through the troubleshooting, and they actually just skip a portion of the troubleshooting and go directly to the CPU, the main control pump.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is what's bad, you know? And that's the most expensive part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. Let's think about this again. So I walked them through, me standing there, walked them through. Now I have students that have gathered around me, right? And sometimes when you say, that can't be the problem, you start to wonder because now you're wondering, you know, making sure you're right about what you're thinking, right?
Am I going to have egg on my face?
The pressure is like, now I better be right about this, you know, because that learning event goes downhill from there.
Right.
So we go through the system, then I'm troubleshooting away from the switch. I'm actually running it just through the wiring, and it's working perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We hook it back. I had them hook it back up to the switch, and it does the same thing again. I said, we got a switch problem or something here, and they could not understand it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I made them go through it one more time, again, verifying that it is not the pump.
Right.
Go back to the switch, and I have them put it back together again, and I kind of step back, and it's doing the same thing. So I get in there, and I got to check all the screws, and there's one screw that was loose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It wasn't even attached to the wire. It was just a screw on the back of that switch.
Yeah, it was a connection
issue. Where the jumper comes across. And that was the problem.
Uh-huh. That's the question.
Do you have a screw loose?
A metal screw loose is how you would qualify that expression.
Yeah.
And that goes to, you know, teach them that in an established DC circuit, this is true in all cases, any failure is a connection issue, whether it's internal or external to a component, period. Mm.
Okay, this is great stuff.
850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question or comment. Maybe you have a screw loose and you need to talk about that. Maybe you know someone that has a screw loose. You can call us. So 850-437-1620. I didn't expect this to go that far, but this is awesome. Having some fun, right? We had fun.
Yes.
And
yes,
they learned,
absolutely.
And it was just a great learning experience for them, you know, to do that. So, yeah. So that was fun, and that was what's going on in my class. And the other thing I was wanting to talk about was I had a student that worked at, we talked about him. He worked at Taco Bell.
Right.
High school student. Well, We try to do the right thing, and maybe my listeners have an idea about this. 850-437-1620. Give me your thoughts on this, because it's a mixed bag of thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his 2 weeks' notice
for Taco Bell,
okay. So he could go into the marine industry and mm-hmm. start working at a local independent dealer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and immediately they took him off the schedule.
That happens a lot in the hospitality industry.
And I don't know. What do y'all think? Is it fair? Is it not fair? You know, I've talked to different people about it. Some people are afraid they're going to mess up, Bill, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
It, depending on the situation, you know, some people leave for health issues. Some people leave because they're just not, you know, some people mm-hmm. leave for other jobs. All these reasons, right? I understand you're in there for 2 weeks. You get short-timer's attitude and all that stuff sometimes, and you can mess stuff up. I guess that's true. But if you're going to let them go, here's the way I look at it. Just pay them for the 2 weeks and say, you know what, we're going to part ways here, and here's mm-hmm. your 2 weeks, you know, pay, move on down the road. That's the way I feel about it. But other people have different thoughts. What's your thoughts on that, Bill?
I don't know. How bad could you mess up a taco? I think that
I get that.
I think that it's kind of
disrespectful. We're going to be in trouble here.
It's kind of disrespectful to the employee if he had that same respect to give the employer mm-hmm. a 2 week notice. But we have run into a few situations in what we're doing where there's hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially at stake, depending on that particular employee. Maybe it's best to let them go, being as you know that things could go wrong in that 2 week period.
Yeah.
But back to the how bad can you mess up a taco?
Well, we don't want to single out any one restaurant.
But
or
he was a
like
good
that,
employee, you know. He did a good job. He's actually, you know. So I know. I'm thinking about calling his manager and talking to him about
it. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to stay out of that. Let's get back to boating, shall we? Let's get back to boating.
But it's educating. It's educating people how to get jobs and stuff like
mm-hmm,
that. So
true.
Yeah. One more thing. Last night I was leaving. It was about 9:10. The parking lot was empty. There was nobody there. I closed the door. And they're, you know, I'm working toward retirement. It's way down the road, but I'm working toward retirement and getting, you know, moving on. And when I closed the door, I had this thought come across my head. I thought, I wonder what it's going to feel like to close that door for the last time.
My
thought was last night to go to that. So anyway, All right, Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you before I get everybody else in trouble around here.
Okay.
You know, let me just say before Bill gets started, if you just joined us, you're listening to Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. These two guys are experts on boating and maintenance and safety, years and years of experience between the two of them. So if you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. That's what this show's all about, hearing from you and being able to answer and help you out
exactly.
with some of your boating questions.
Yeah, and please do give us a call because we really look forward to that. And the first thing I wanted to talk about, it has something to do with Stefan. Stefan, 2 months ago, had his wife has a company called Blingfest Creations, and
yes.
they had created these 250th anniversary coins,
mm-hmm.
and so he put it in with one of the trivia prizes. And so what happens is if someone doesn't come pick up the prize, I roll it over and give it away again a month later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a month ago, I gave it away to one of our faithful listeners. His name is Eric Campbell. Eric Campbell, he's definitely listens to this show every time. And he had won it a month ago. So I called him yesterday. I was like, Eric, you going to come get your prize? Oh, I completely forgot. I'm sorry. So, yeah, he's going to come and take care of that. And you can pick it up, I'm pretty sure, this time. But how we met him, he actually had a motor in his boat, a stern drive Mark Cruiser that had mm-hmm. let go. And, you know, we led him down the right path as far as putting a complete in there. And, man, he uses that boat every week, and I see him everywhere, and he's a really good customer and a really faithful listener to this show. So I wanted to give him a shout-out. And then I wanted to announce there's a flounder tournament that's coming up starting October 1st and runs through the 14th, and it's hosted by Captain Paul Redman. He's very consequential in our area dealing with things that go wrong on the water and stuff. And, you know, if people come up missing, he's going to pay. He's either the best around or definitely one of the best around at making that happen and bringing closure to things there. So you can get your tickets through Outcast Bait and Tackle and Gulf Breeze Bait and Tackle. There's, of course, an entry fee there, and I'm not sure exactly what the prizes are. I do know that one of my technicians last year, Max Johnson, he won the tournament.
Wow.
So And
what's the name of the tournament?
It's called Natties and Flatties. I'm not
cute.
Sure about the natties part.
I don't know. I know the flatties. The flounders.
Yeah,
are flat.
Flounders.
Yeah.
But that's what it's all about. And like
fun.
I said, we're hoping to get Paul on the show. We've reached out to him, and hopefully he'll come before October 1st. And, you know, and Stefan knows him as well.
Great.
Yeah, we'll
that'd be fun.
On the show for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, one of our listeners texted in, and I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
This is from a listener who says, I've had many screws loose over the many years. Excellent show. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Stefan, I don't know about this one, but someone also texted in, who are you lining up to take over teaching when
you retire?
Oh, my
gosh. You know, that is a question, and we're looking at it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I'm looking at older students that have been in through my class. I have a couple
in
mind.
That would make sense.
So we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's a little ways down the road.
I'm thinking you might just be irreplaceable.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I wasn't the same age as him, I may consider taking it. But, I'll be
just
retiring
that,
about the same time.
Just
I would
that
imagine.
Age thing gets in the way, y'all.
It does, don't it?
Time keeps
it.
Sticking.
All right. If you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. A lot of folks are going to be putting their boats in the water again this weekend.
Yep.
Any tips for safety when we have these extra boating crowds? You know,
it's
going to
be kind of rainy this weekend, so visibility could be an issue, you know, and there's a lot of things we've talked about. What you got, Steph?
Well, you know, it's always make sure you have your safety gear on board, your life jackets, all those kind of things, so make sure all that's on board. And always do a float plan. I don't talk enough about that. When you leave the dock, tell people where you're going. Let somebody on shore know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're leaving, where you're leaving from, when you plan on coming back, and if anything changes, always let them know. That way, if something does happen and you didn't make it back, they can call authorities to go out and look for you. So
it's
that's
so
always
important
a great...
because sometimes your cell phone may not work if there's a storm.
Yeah.
Things can happen, but you want someone to be accountable to somebody.
Yeah, I had a buddy went out on a jet ski, sent me a picture. Am I out on a jet ski? And he didn't text me back, say I made it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a message, hey, are you back? You know, and that's a good thing to do, you know, just to make sure.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's really a good thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I remember before cell phones, that was really important. So a lot of people that remember those days, which a lot of us do, that's so important. My wife, even today, my wife always wants to know where I'm launching from because I do fish a lot by myself, being a bass fisherman and all that.
And if you fish by yourself, you probably should wear a life jacket.
There you go.
All the time.
But these are the safety things that maybe you do it all the time, so it's just second nature to you. But somebody that's new to boating or just getting out with family for the first time, any tips as far as those kinds of things, too? Like, what should you check on your boat before you go out?
So
what should make sure is running correctly?
Yeah, make sure it runs right. Make sure that you have a full
bilge
tank of fuel.
Pumps. Yeah, bilge pumps working, that's always a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little weird about fuel.
Okay.
If I burn 10 gallons or 5 gallons, I'm still putting fuel in my boat. I like to leave with a full tank.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, even though I may not feel like I'm going very far.
I think it's smart.
You know, I fill my tank up about 99% of the time before I leave, even if I only burn a little amount before.
You never know, because he could develop a small fuel leak or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be prepared for the unexpected when you're out there for sure.
Right,
And if you're going to go somewhere, you want to do the third rule. I always want to burn a third of the tank getting to where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That way I have a third to get back and then a third safety.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I've never heard that before. That's a great – say that again, Bill. That's really smart.
You only want to go as far as your fuel tank will let you go. And, you know, it's a good rule of thumb. A lot of people press it to, well, I can go a half a tank and the out, you know, if you were going offshore, let's say, as far as you can go on a half tank and then, you know, assume that you're going to use the same amount on the way back. But you could run into situations out there with either a small fuel leak or even the weather conditions and the water conditions may dictate that you'll burn more fuel on the way back. So it's always a good idea to use only a third on your way. Don't go any further than a third tank from where you launched your boat.
Wow, very smart.
Yeah, I can get about on my boat, I'm good to about 75 miles on a fuel on my tank of fuel, a 27-gallon tank, you know, and I know when I'm getting to that point, I'm ready to come back, you know, or heading back, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I use that same principle on mine. I'm watching my fuel, and I get nervous when I get low on fuel, very nervous. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, hey, we got a giveaway we got to do.
Yeah,
too,
I just remembered that.
I almost forgot.
Okay, so this week the trivia question is, what is the very bottom of the boat called that runs down the center of the bottom of the boat? And this week, the prize is a Suzuki visor and a Suzuki chain.
Okay.
Both are, you know, factory products.
Yep. Excellent. Text in your answer, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We're more than happy to give that away to you.
Yes, right. I would love to give
it
away.
First person that gets it right wins the prize. And also, if you head over to Key Marine to pick up your prize, if Bill's available, he'll give you a tour. Mm-hmm. Take you through the place, which is kind of neat.
We're real proud of it over there. We like to show people around all the motors that we have in stock. We do have two level four Yamaha Helm Masters going on right now, one being over 100,000, complete boat. I talked about that last week with everything in the boat being replaced on a WorldCat. And then we have another Grady White that's, you know, seeing a new lease on life, converting it from a single to a double motor with a new bracket. And I believe that one's close to 100 as well.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay. We have a winner already. We had a bunch of texts coming in, y'all, but we did get a winner. The answer was, Bill?
The answer?
Yes.
Keel.
The answer was the Keel.
Yeah.
Okay. So our winner is Joe King, and his number ends in 1829. So I'm going to send you a text, Joe, on how you can stop by Key Marine to pick up your prize. Congratulations. And thanks to everybody that texted in, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So
I actually teach students the parts of the boat, you know, and that's a good thing.
That's helpful. Huh? I'm sorry. That would be helpful.
It does. They don't know what a transom is or what the bow is.
Somebody texted in transom is their answer. Somebody else texted in hull.
Hull. Okay. Yeah. But the actual bottom is the keel.
Okay.
That part runs down the middle. And then you have chimes and steps and
there's
all
more
kinds
to the
of different
bottom.
Parts.
Right.
And,
yeah. They had a couple different answers there.
And all that's important to how the boat works in the water, you know, depending on the bottom of the hull and everything. And that stuff. I actually have a video that my students can watch. It's about Reggie Fountain. It's like a movie, and it talks about Reggie Fountain, and Fountain Boats. He's,
right.
And his hull designs.
Racing.
Yeah racing hulls and stuff. So it's pretty neat to watch that, yeah.
If you can think of what's involved there and all the testing and all, because every bottom of every boat is shaped a little differently, and people come up with different ways of, you know, inventing a new wheel there, for lack of a better term, at, you know, getting the better performance out of a boat hull. And it's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, and different boat hulls that they operate differently, like a like a V-hull, and you can talk about a catamaran or a step hull, and all these different, a rounded bottom or a flat bottom.
Right.
They all act a little different in the water. And it depends actually on what type of fishing you do and those type of things too.
Mm-hmm.
And like a pontoon or a tri-tune, they both act way differently than each other in the water.
No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Well, and I've had a chance to see the variety too with the American's Magic here and all the different sailboats.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother discussion probably.
A whole nother deal. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Okay, so we're talking a little bit about safety tips. We've got a couple minutes left. Anything we haven't mentioned today, guys, on Boat Smart that you want to mention before we go? Got a couple minutes here.
Well, I'll mention that over at Key Marine, we're still doing what we do. We got, you know, there was a point where we was getting to boats, and we still are, you know, all season long. The changes that we've made have held, you know, no matter how busy we got. We may have stretched out to a week, but we're going to get to your boat really quick if you call us. I mean, usually within a day or two.
So what's your location and the hours that y'all are open in the days?
Okay, it's 5621 Bower Road, and this last weekend was the last weekend of us being open a half a day on Saturday. So we've reverted to our fall, winter, spring hours.
Okay.
And come Memorial Day next year, we'll be open not only 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, like we are now, we'll be open 8 to 12 on Saturdays to help people there.
Okay, so if you work, this is the last Saturday that y'all will be open for the winter.
No, last Saturday was.
So not tomorrow.
Because it's Labor Day weekend.
I gotcha.
Like, we were on a rotation there and on, so the guys deserve that day off.
But boating season is not over.
No, it's not for us.
Not here in Pensacola. We're going to keep on keeping on for sure.
Yeah.
Well, wear those life jackets. Happy boating. And be sure and put the life jacket on your dogs and your pets,
Definitely do that.
Because that's something you want to do.
Yeah, that's a gator tip for you.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep us safe. Let's just clarify.
Gator is his dog.
I'll put a picture up on this next video on Boat Smart Trick to the Trade.
All right. And where can people go on the YouTube channel to see
this? Go to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade and check out these. We put these shows up there.
Excellent.
I had a good time today. Thank y'all.
All right. It was a fun show today. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend.